Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Black Heartbeat. This is your host, Kate, letting you know that your heartbeat is my passion. Okay, so today I want to talk about the show called Blackish. I'm sure most of you are aware of the show. And it used to be one of my favorite shows to watch. It is one of the shows where you can sit down with your little ones, if you have little ones, and you can watch. And it was a very decent show. It hit on a lot of very important topics, and it was clean. And even as an adult, I really don't like to watch shows that are not quote-unquote clean. I like to watch very, very family-friendly shows, even if I'm watching it by myself. I hate watching shows with bad language, anything that's inappropriate by my standards. So, and that's one of the reasons that I want to talk about the show. Again, one of my favorites. I was very, very disappointed. A few shows I've watched, and I've started to see a few things they were adding into the show. And I began to look at the show in a whole different light. And I was very disappointed because I had to stop watching it. And I mean, it's only like one or two shows, but I still had to stop watching it because I do not want to be a part of anything that I don't like. So, for instance, if I see a show that's promoting something that is not part of my... that's something that I don't like or I don't appreciate or whatever, I decide that, you know what, I'm at a point in my life where I'm not going to take it anymore. Or, you know, it's like there's a saying, what, you have to stand for something or you fall for anything or whatever. So this is something that I had to do, and I was like, right away, instantly, I just turned it off. And it's been over, I don't know, about 4 months now that I haven't watched it. And I've been a little sad about that, the fact that I couldn't watch anymore or I didn't want to watch anymore. But I realized that I'm not going to support anything anymore. I'm not going to give my time. My time is valuable. And instead of, you know, I'm not going to give my time, I'm not going to support anything, I'm not going to put money into anything, I'm not going to go to stores and buy stuff, you know, where your money's not appreciated. I've just had enough. And so I was a little disappointed at first that I couldn't watch it, but because of, you know, I've decided that this is what I'm going to do in my life. It's my life. And I'm going to choose what I want to watch, what I don't want to watch, what I spend my money on, where I shop. Because, you know, hey, you work hard, you earn your living, and you want to be able to put back your time and your energy and your money into people that support you and promote things that are, you know, beneficial to you, to your family. So I'm not going to go into details as to what I saw. But my point is, if you are watching a show and some things are not what you... Oh, same thing with... what is that show again? Oh my goodness. Empire. I used to watch Empire when they first started, and I mean, I used to watch it like religiously, and here they go again, throwing in their little stuff in there, you know, and I just cold turkey, just stop watching it, like just cold turkey, because that's just not me anymore, you know. We have to, you know, we have to kind of raise our standards. And not just jump on the bandwagon with everyone else and what everyone else likes and what everyone else is talking about and what's hot and what's the trend. We have to have some type of standards, your own individual standards. And so, cold turkey, no more Empire, no more Blackish. And I have absolutely nothing else to watch on TV right now. So I just wanted to talk about that. And again, you know, spend your money at stores that appreciate you. Watch shows that represent your moral values. And if they don't, just say goodbye. Pick up a good book and read, or just go outside and enjoy nature, relax, take a walk, whatever. Don't just settle for anything. It's your life and your choice. And only bring into your life what's beneficial. Only bring into your life the good, and try as much as possible to stay away from the bad. Because if you keep putting stuff into your life that is negative or bad or what you don't agree with, eventually you're going to cave in and you're going to give in. You're going to give in and you're going to probably start getting weak again and not living up to your true potential. So that's all I wanted to talk about today. And if you find a show that you see something that you don't like, put a stop to it. Just don't watch it anymore. Don't give them your time. Don't give them your energy. Okay, bring in what's pleasant and you will give out what's pleasant, in my opinion. It's like, whatever you bring into your life, you will give out. That will be the same vibe. If you watch a lot of show with violence and anger and abuse and society's craziness, you're going to end up giving that out. You're going to end up, you know, regurgitating it back into other people's lives and the community and people you come in contact with. So say goodbye to all the craziness that you don't want. Don't accept it into your life if it's not something that you want in your life. And just starting, you know, to stand for what you believe in and stand up for what you believe in. Life is short. Life is short. Don't waste your time on things that are not, again, beneficial to your life and that will enhance your life. So that's it for today. Thank you so much. I hope you guys really enjoy today's episode and get some benefit out of it. Okay, as always, I appreciate your time and want you to be an active member in my community. But most of all, I want you to be an active member in your own life. And I'll see you next time. Take care. Peace.